Blog Talk Radio.
Shir lamalot, esa einai el harim, me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri le'im ha'shem, ose shamayim va'aretz, al yiten lamot raglecha. Yanum shamrecha, hine lo yanum, yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzircha, al yad yeminecha, yomav hashemesh, lo yakeka, veyareach laila. Hashem ishmorcha mikol ra, ishmor et nafshecha. Hashem ishmor tzedcha uvoecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Shir lamalot, esa einai el harim, me'ayin yavo עזרי מאיב השם, עושה שמיים בארץ, אל ייתן לבות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ולא ישן שומר ישראל, השם שומריך, השם צירך. על יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה השם ישמורך מקורה ישמור את נפשך השם ישמור צדך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם
Psalms 121, and I think it's
in this time, it's certainly relevant to read those eight verses to remind everyone from who shall our help come from, and then we'll go into the meat of our humble presentation. From Psalms 121, a song for ascents. I shall raise my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help is from the Most High Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the guardian of Israel, Shomer Yisrael, will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shadow. He is by your right hand. By day, the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from now into eternity. And until we see the fulfillment of all prophecies, blessed souls, it's time for us to hopefully now sit back and kick back and open up your mind and heart, maybe take a deep breath to enjoy these teachings from Elisheva Bar, who lives in Eretz Israel. She wrote a seminal work 4 years ago. It was published 4 years ago, called Torah for Gentiles, Messianic Implications of the B'nai Noah Laws. And you can connect to her on Facebook. I'll spell her name out for you. Elisheva Barre. So let's go now into page 4 of the introduction for Torah for Gentiles. And it goes like this. And I'm not going to read it straight, but rather make it something like a talking book, and then hopefully you'll want to buy the book and you can look with your own blessed eyes and see with your own blessed mind and internalize with your blessed heart these wonderful teachings for not just the children of Israel, but kol bo'i olam, all the inhabitants of the world. So, blessed souls, can we accept that the Torah was dictated by the Most High to Moses, and that the vehicle of dictation was through the vehicle, the kli, a prophecy, nevuah? Yet we can still say that the logic remains to promote the perception, the consciousness, that chokhmah eloki, divine wisdom, which guides eternally the halakha, the Torah, the instruction, was not designed to wipe out previously enacted mishpatim, laws, but kept some, and others were amended to fit the lawgiver's purpose, meaning the giver of the law, Moshe, as he was instructed by the Most High, the source of all lawgiving. And therefore, certain ancient rules, regulations, mishpatim, remained, and others were amended, and others were canceled within a particular context, giving its own judgment to pre-existing customs, and therefore sealing the Mishpatim Elokim, the divine law for all peoples, including in it the additional obligations upon B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel. And this is something which is eternal, which no person can ensure us, ensure themselves, himself or herself, that anything they can do will be eternal. We do know that once something has gone out as a teaching of Torah and is inscribed, as taught by the 5th Lubavitcher Rebbe, it is a matter of eternal instruction, as long as the transmitter of that instruction was following the means by which the chukim, the mishpatim, the how Torah is translated and transmitted throughout in that particular time period, whether it be a halacha, whether it be a midrash, an ethical teaching, a teaching from Kabbalah Chassidus, it has to follow certain regulations that it should be a proper Torah teaching. I'm not going to go into it now, but that's something you do more research on. And so, the B'nai Noach laws, Shevmitz B'nai Noach, were mishpatim, laws given to mankind, the human family experience at its inception, which later morphed into, as we understand them to be, mishpatim, laws of the Torah enacted under its jurisdiction. The sealing means, the sealing of the transmission of the Torah, written in oral traditions means that it is unchangeable, or the finalizing of the immutability of the Torah was not done in a single day, because the mitzvahs, the commands themselves, were not given at one time. But to say that the Torah law is final means that all further developments are ingrained in it. And there's an interesting footnote here on page 5 of Eli Shivabar's introduction to her book, Torah for Gentiles, Messianic Implications of the Bnei Noah Laws. And we'll conclude on this note. When the Torah was in fact transmitted from the Most High to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our teacher, in the Sinai Desert, Midbar Sinai, it did in fact bring about certain changes. For instance, before the firstborn of the children of Israel were the Kohanim of the priestly caste, but then the task was transferred to Aaron and his descendants, meaning the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu and his descendants, and the other branches of the family of Levi, the Levites, were made their assistants. The Torah as well can dictate mishpatim, laws for the future. For instance, it stipulates that when the temple would be eventually built 500 years later, we're talking from the context of when Moshe led Israel out of Egypt until after the conquering of the land by Yehoshua bin Nun, the person who emerged as the next leader of Israel after Moshe Rabbeinu, and after the Mishkan, the tabernacle, was in Gilgal and Nov. It can, the establishment of the temple site, Har Moriah, Zion, Zion, the Beit HaMikdash, the Temple Mount, so the temple canceled the worship in the movable tabernacle, the Mishkan, Eroi. Laws that were not present from the start to be binding for all times need no abrogation. Like, for instance, the way Pesach, Passover, was celebrated in Egypt was a one-time commandment for that specific one-time occasion. Although we do keep Pesach today, it has different applications today, because then they offered up a lamb this past Pesach and for the past 30 plus years, we haven't offered up. I shouldn't say that, because when the temple stood, we did offer a Korban Pesach, but for the past 2,000 plus years, we haven't basically offered up a Korban Pesach. The Torah also will dictate mishpatim, which are not incumbent retroactively, and this is how that the laws of purity, of tahara, which were decreed at Sinai via the divine mindset transmitted to Moses, do not apply to the tombs of our forefathers, meaning Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and their wives, Sarah, Rivka, and Leah. Of course, Adam and Chava. Adam and Eve, original man and woman, are buried in Hebron. So this is how the laws of purity decreed at Sinai do not apply to the tombs of our forefathers, as they were buried in Hebron before the laws of purity were given. So at that note, we're going to end, and hopefully this will begin the beginning of a weekly transmissions without a vow. And again, I want to thank Eli Shevabar from Eretz Yisrael for allowing me, having the unadulterated merit of being able to transmit and share these teachings with you. And again, let's conclude again, because I love this song so much by Yosef Kadurner, as his a cappella version, just his voice and his soul, vocal cords, and his mindset, and his love of Israel, love of creation, love of the Creator, love of the nations, is so pristinely projected through his efforts in singing Tehillim, Psalms, chapter 121. Let's just read the words again, then we'll sing this. We'll play the song, for those of you who don't know Hebrew. A song of ascent, I shall raise my eyes to the mountains from where all my help come. My help is from the Lord, the maker of earth and heaven. The maker of heaven and earth, excuse me. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the guardian of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shadow. He is by your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the noon moon at night. The moon will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and coming in from now and to eternity. Ahav echad, one love. Gorel echad, one destiny. Lukulon of all of us. Bedarchi shalom, in a peaceful way. Darchi noam, in a pleasant way. And let's remember this. Let us not underestimate our virtues, our milos, and we should not overestimate our negative attributes. If we emphasize that we are works in process, being guided mercifully, truly we are being guided mercifully in these times, which sometimes seem to be lacking mercy from the human interactive experience, but still the fact that we're all alive at this moment is ample testimony that we are being guided by Rachmanis, by mercies of the Most High. Take care, everyone, and hopefully next week we'll continue with our humble efforts, with Soul Class, Reasonings for the Nations, Part 5. Take care, everyone.
ייתן לבות רגליך, אל ינום שמריך. הנה לא ינום, ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומריך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה, אשא עיניי אל הערים, מאין ייתן לבות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומריך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. Shemishmor tzecha uboeha, me'ata ve'ad olam.